The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila, and I don't know what the hell we do anymore. It's always something different with you.
On Tuesdays, we do life lessons.
Oh, okay.
On Wednesdays, it is TV cynics. Okay. On Fridays, we solve problems. Pretty easy. Pretty easy to remember, Mark.
We should start solving mysteries, because they don't have like a Scooby-Doo mystery-solving team anymore. We should do that. Father Dowling quit.
Columbo's dead. Died. They both died, actually.
Columbo and Father Dowling?
Yeah.
Was there ever a team-up?
No, but Matlock and Diagnosis Murder teamed up.
Huh. I mean, if there was a case that's too tough for just a one alone, obviously.
Not only are they dead, but most of the viewers of those shows are dead.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, today we're going to teach you how to get rid of body odor.
Oh.
It's a huge problem.
I'm not sure it is. Is it that there's something wrong with the person's nose?
A lot of people stink, so it's
a problem. I understand that a lot of people stink, but they have to know they stink, right?
I have a feeling that there's people who shower, and...
I think there is a condition.
Yeah.
Where even after the shower, you put on deodorant, and it's just not enough.
The thing is that different people have different musks. Like, you know, everyone you've met and gotten close to... You know, they all smell different, if you're to really investigate.
Which I'm not.
Like, every lady you've ever been with has smelled different.
They fucking reek, I know.
And I'm not talking about vaginas, I'm talking about general body odor. You know, everyone smells different. So a lot of people cover up with
There's
with
some
colognes.
Chicks that you just can't, I couldn't stand the smell of. It's not that, no, the only thing I do smell is soap, perfume, shampoo. I'm just not smelling a fucking person. A regular person doesn't smell like anything. I don't want to hear that pheromone bullshit.
Do you like a perfumed lady?
I don't not like it. If a lady's attractive, it's nice. You're like,
it tricks you, though. Like, you'll be like at the mall or something, you're like, ooh, and you turn around and it's like some
fucking hag.
Yeah, like 50-year-old overweight woman or something.
Yeah. But listen, if an attractive lady smells nice, great. That's a plus. Now, if she doesn't smell like anything, who cares? So, I guess it's not really adding or taking away.
If you are not exercising or coming back from a run or in a game or whatever, you should not have any kind of body odor. Just sitting at your desk at work or, you know, walking around the store, you shouldn't be stinking. I don't care how hot it is. You shouldn't have body odor.
Maybe a
little sweat.
Do some people just not know what to do? Like, no one ever taught them to use deodorant. How old were you when you first started using deodorant?
I think pretty young, because I think when you're a little kid, you want to do everything adults do, so the sooner you can do that kind of
stuff. Smoking and fucking.
Well, yeah, like, if you could shave, when you're a little kid, you fake shave.
Yeah.
Like, I never did it with my father, because he's had a beard since I was born.
The man refuses to shave.
Yeah.
You shaved your balls with your dad.
But my mom bought me, like, a fake shave set, and it came with a... aftershave, which, you know, like cologne.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd pretend I'd shave, like, oh yeah.
Smack the shit out of yourself.
Ladies are gonna love me at school tomorrow, freshly shaved. And the weird thing about it is today, like, I hate shaving. Not today, but, like, you know,
You still won't answer the question.
What?
How old were you?
Did I start using deodorant?
Yeah. You know, that was a question.
Before I needed it, I bet. I bet I had my mom buy it, like, way before I needed it.
Like 8?
Nah, probably like 10 or 11 or something.
You know what? I started using it at 11, and I did need it. Because when you're a kid, you don't know when you're going to need it. It's just, I remember it was a hot summer day.
Hot summer day. I was in front of the ice cream truck.
We were
waiting in line.
Shut the fuck up. We were at...
My story's way better.
We were at the park.
Waiting in line at the ice cream truck.
Yes. And for some reason, my parents were on this kick where we were all going to go...
Sniffing each other's armpits?
Yeah, it was
weird.
All
right, body odor test, everyone line up.
No, they were on this jogging around the park kick. So
health nuts.
Yeah, we did, And my mom was like, what is that smell? Oh, my God. Oh, Mark, it's you.
And you know, insult her like, you don't smell that great yourself either.
You think I stink? You fucking stink. No, but like when you're a kid, you don't know. And then, you know, I smell my armpit like, holy shit, I do reek. You know, and then when I got home, I kind of washed up and put on like some of my dad's deodorant because I didn't have my own. And then, you know, my mom started buying my own deodorant.
I've never known you to have any kind of...
And I was 11.
I've never known you to have any kind of body odor, and it can't all be... Because I don't think deodorant's going to solve all of it. If you're a real musky guy...
If it's coming from your fucking armpit, deodorant does the trick.
Does it? If you're a really musky guy... Because you can make it where it's like, it's a mixture of...
No.
You know, sport...
Let me tell you something.
Sport flavor and...
It tastes delicious. Yeah, that flavor's good.
Are deodorant flavors or just scents?
I believe there's... Flavor, you're eating. Scent, you're smelling.
I occasionally eat my deodorant. Right on my arm. Get the cakes.
Okay. Now, I forgot what I was going to say. So, okay. The problem is, you're not wearing enough. Okay? If you're still stinking, you're not wearing enough. I put on so much fucking deodorant. Holy shit. I go through a lot. I use... Because I have a very active job. I'm very physical. It's hot at work. And I don't want to have that moment where, holy shit, is that me? I smell something weird. I guess I didn't put on enough deodorant. I don't want that to happen. So I do a little bit of overkill.
I panic in public places if someone has body odor. I'm like, they better not attribute that to me because it's not me.
Yeah, and sometimes...
So you have to like put on an act like... Ugh,
I don't do that.
What is that smell?
But I do get scared it is me. I smell something weird. Like, oh shit, do I stink? Is that me? Then I start like discreetly smelling myself. I'm like, I don't smell anything. I don't think it's me. But, oh, you know what? Another problem with deodorant, I wear so much, it goes everywhere.
I find it on the top of my pants sometimes.
Yeah.
Like it falls down.
You know what? I usually take a shower before work, and I apply my deodorant after the shower, obviously. So the floor of my car is covered in bits of deodorant. Because it just gets shaken about, and then when I get out, it falls out through my shirt.
You need
and
to like everybody buy a better brand that does like a paste or whatever they call it,
like a gel.
Yeah,
those
gels don't seem to work though.
I've said it before. I can't. I have to use what I use because
you need sure. Like yeah.
No, I'm not sure about that. But I have very sensitive underarm skin, so
otherwise known as a pussy.
Yeah. So if
what do you
I
do, you got two pussies under your arms.
Do you think that porn exists where people are fucking armpits?
You've asked this before.
Have I?
I think.
I don't know, maybe. Anyway, if I don't use specific deodorant, it hurts like hell. It burns. It starts like getting all super red. The skin starts peeling. So I got to use what I use.
You know what my one brother uses? Because he thinks it's 1978 spray deodorant.
Maybe he's using like hairspray. Where the fuck are you buying spray deodorant?
They got it. No, look, you probably just don't see it. They do have some cans of spray deodorant. It's usually at the bottom, I think.
Maybe he's scared about home invasions, and he keeps a lighter next to the sink in the bathroom.
I've tried it
that
before.
That way, if someone busts in, you fucking...
In my younger days, because I think that's what my father used to use, the spray deodorant. I think he switched over.
He used to set me on fire.
But it seems like there'd be like a better, like a more even placement of the deodorant, maybe with the spray.
No, look, I got eyes. I know where my
part of the big
going.
Problem is if you have a lot of armpit hair, it's not getting to your skin.
That's true.
You gotta fucking trim that shit.
I do trim it sometimes, but
not you.
I don't want
to
trim. I don't.
I was talking to you.
You.
I was saying like you is
Mark. Please trim my armpit hair, please. I can't reach all of it. It's awkward. But no, but I do trim my armpit hair sometimes. I'm fucking lazy, and it's a pain in the ass. Like I'm a righty, so I can get. The left side of my left armpit, I can get it nice and trim.
The other
now,
side?
Now, my right hand, like, shit, now it's, like, awkward. I'm trying to, you know, I got tiny scissors.
Well, I'm left-handed and a bit ambidextrous, so no problem with me.
But since I have a trimmer, like, a body hair trimmer, I just kind of, I use the...
Sometimes I show off and jerk off, like, look at my left and my right.
Yeah. I mean, people are impressed. Mm-hmm. But I'll use one of those guards, like an arm guard, and he'll do it for me.
Arm guard!
No, that's on guard.
Oh.
With the swords.
I had it wrong. I'm always getting that wrong. Like, the, when the guy I'm about to sword fight, it's like,
you say,
what?
Armed guard! And some dude with a gun comes out and shoots him.
The armed guard! Like, wait a second, hold on. Did you say armed guard? Because you know it's on guard, right? So the other thing too, when I used to have friends and pick them up, people would come.
Hey, what are you doing tonight?
People would get in the car and they wouldn't have like BO body or like, you know, like sweat body odor, but like whatever they had, they're cooking in their house.
Yeah.
Or if they have animals or cat, like cat litter is a big one.
Were you cooking your cat? You had Asian friends?
But some people have like weird odors from whatever, you know, they're.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what another one, the common one is? People leave their clothes in their dryer in the washer too long and then dry them. And then don't, you know, sometimes you get that stinky, like, stale water smell.
What, assholes never heard of dryer sheets?
Well, if you put it in the dryer right away, it doesn't get that. And some people love that, will have, like, that stale clothing.
No, that's if they don't use dryer sheets, because those things smell fantastic.
Well, if you...
Oh, my God.
If you,
plus, they have the dryer balls now, like Downy.
If you do that thing where you wash your clothes, and you, like, you do it before work, and you just forget about it, and it's there all day in the summer, it'll stink, and dryer sheets are not solving that problem.
I don't know about that.
Well, I know. I just told you I'm an expert.
And I told you I don't know. When I say I don't know, that means you're wrong, but I don't want to say you're wrong. So I'll say,
wrong.
I don't know about that one.
I don't know about your I don't know.
Translation is, you're fucking wrong.
Yeah,
dumbass.
I don't know about your I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't know about that one.
All right, so let's wrap it up. You should, to eliminate body odor.
Use deodorant.
Wash.
That was my solution.
Shower. If you have strong odor and you should, you know, ask a loved one.
Do I stink, honey?
Shower more, maybe twice a day, maybe up your ass shower.
You know what? Wrong.
Fuck the environment.
Hold on. Wrong. Don't ask the loved one, because a lot of times they don't want to hurt your feelings. What? No, you smell fine. Ask a stranger, do I smell? They will
really?
Be honest. Hell yeah.
You walk up to a guy, he's like walking on the street. Excuse me,
sir. Hey, buddy,
sir.
Do I stink? Oh, hell yeah. What the fuck, man?
No, you smell.
You smell beautiful.
Yeah,
would you like to go out to dinner?
Mm-hmm. And use deodorant. Maybe some talcum powder, dry, keep you dry.
Yeah, you know what? If you have a body odor problem and you take showers, you use deodorant, okay, here's what you do. Trim up that arm bush, change up your deodorant, and fucking scrub them pits out, all right?
Oh.
Maybe you're not really getting in there.
Because the smell comes from bacteria. Hey, what about this? You know, we use deodorant in our armpits. Why don't they make odorants for, like, you know, between your ass and your crotchal area?
My balls don't smell.
On a summer day. Oh, do they?
They smell delicious.
Probably just as much as your armpits.
No, I've smelled my balls. I like the smell.
You do, but others don't.
Well, they can't smell it. If they're blowing me, that's a price
you
pay.
But if you're on a date.
She's blowing me.
You know, you have a hot date and you're doing, like, you're hiking, you know. It'd be nice if you stay
well,
fresh.
Well, when I hike with a woman, I keep her head
it'd be nice
conveniently
to,
between my legs.
It'd be nice to stay fresh or eliminate swamp ass. And I have ass odorant.
No, they use talc, like, you know, baby powder or talc powder. You kind of dump it in your shorts.
I have a roll-on ass odorant, and from the makers of ass odorant, crotch odorant.
You know
keeps
what?
Keeps you dry and smelling fresh for all your lady or man friends.
I don't think guys would buy it because...
Well, they're fucking
wait,
idiots.
Hold on.
And ladies, too.
Shut the fuck up. Let me talk.
We have vagodorant. Go on.
No. Whatever. HachoWizKids.com. I had something to say.
Say it.
Fuck you.
No, you're hurting people's feelings.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, no one's going to buy it because they'd be scared that people are going to think they're penetrating themselves with it. Like I'm jamming shit up my ass.
Well, don't fucking have it on public display.
How am I going to buy it then if it's not in public display? You're going to come to my house? I'm a door-to-door
We are an online-only business, and we can do it in a discreet box. Ass odorant, vagodorant, and crotch odorant. Or cock odorant. We haven't decided the name yet.
Yeah. That's going to be a big seller.
And utter underboob odorant. That's very important to a lot of ladies with big breasts.
Yeah, it reeks under there. Yeah.
Belly odorant, if your belly hangs a little low. We have a whole line of products. Go to our site, odorant.com.
So wait, instead of just using normal soap and water for all of your body parts, we've devised
You're going to get cancer in like a couple days.
How about we have just devised like specialized soap for each part of your body.
It's not soap, it's deodorant.
Okay, this deodorant is for your pinky finger. This one's for your index finger.
Well,
this one's for your middle finger.
Armpit deodorant does not work in the crotch and ass region because it's
specially made.
It's sensitive areas.
It's pH balanced.
Now, you probably could use the deodorant on your chest, but the problem is then, like, why do you have these big white stains on your chest? It's weird.
Why are you covered in all this fucking gook? What the fuck are you doing,
our odorant, deodorants make you smell. No, our deodorants are clear. You can't can't tell you now.
Yeah, but even clear deodorant, you can still see there's some kind of goo.
We are specially designed. You're not going to have, like, a white crotch area.
Did you come all over yourself? What the fuck, man? And why are you naked?
Why are you staring at my crotch?
Well, you're nude. How can I not?
And why aren't you going to hotshotwithkids.com?
I don't know. Is this a full soda or a mini soda?
Mini soda.
Don't stutter. Don't stutter on the clock.
Hotshotwithkids.com.
Correct.